Welcome back, everyone, to Windows Developer Days. I'm James Montemagno, and today I'm going to talk about how we can share code and create beautiful cross-platform native applications across UWP and iOS and Android leveraging Xamarin. Now, we have a very proud tradition on the Xamarin team of being native first and crafting out native applications across every single platform while sharing code. And it's really important that you know that anything that you could do in Java, Objective-C, or Swift, you can do it in Visual Studio with Xamarin, leveraging C# or F#. And you can do it across every single platform because you have 100% of the APIs, no matter what platform you want to target. And of course, we're really proud of our same-day support. So when you're getting ready for Fall Creators Update, iOS 11, Android O, you have all the platform capabilities ready for you. Now, when we talk about native, we want to create native, beautiful applications, including getting access to native user interface controls and crafting that beautiful UWP application, iOS or Android. There's a reason someone bought an iOS, Android, or Windows device. They like the hardware, but they love the software. And as developers, we want to have access to every single API in the platform so we can really set our app apart in the App Store. And of course, it has to be great native performance. So with Xamarin, we have a unique approach to mobile application development. We build a shared C# business logic layer with all of your models, view models, RESTful service calls, SQL databases, Azure integrations, things that are the same and are just C#.NET logic across all of your applications. Then you can craft out beautiful native user interfaces and access 100% of the APIs in each platform. So what that looks like as a Windows developer, if you're developing for UWP, if you're developing for ASP.NET or any other Windows platform, is you have .NET running somewhere on that platform. Then you download an SDK and you get great platform-specific APIs that you can integrate with. So if you're doing integration into HoloLens or to UWP Desktop or Xbox, you have those APIs for that platform. You can think of it the same of going to iOS or Android with Xamarin and sharing code across all of them, because you have .NET all on the bottom here, but 100% API access to all of the APIs in not only iOS, but Android as well, with great C# bindings that add C# features like async await, lambdas, events, delegates, things that we know and love as C#.NET developers. Now, when it comes to .NET, we want to bring .NET absolutely everywhere. Now, we've talked a lot today about, you know, developing for UWP, but also maybe for your web backends. We want to bring .NET absolutely everywhere, and with Xamarin, you can target every single mobile platform. And we share code easily leveraging .NET standard libraries. With .NET Standard 2.0, you can create a single library that is shared between your iOS, Android, UWP, ASP.NET Core, .NET Framework, absolutely everywhere. And it looks a little bit like this. As a developer, I no longer have to worry about what platform I want to actually target. I create a .NET standard library that all of the platforms implement, and I can deploy that DLL absolutely everywhere using any of the tools, Visual Studio, Visual Studio for Mac, VS Code, or even the command line to any of these platforms. And it's not just, you know, mobile and desktop, it's also IoT, AI, games, VR, AR, and even those cloud-connected services. Now with Xamarin, I mentioned we have multiple ways of developing our actual user interface. And as a UWP developer, you're probably used to using XAML. Now, on iOS and Android, they each have their own native way of rendering the user interface and creating it. iOS has storyboard files, which is like a complete overview of an application, and Android has Android XML. Now, for our developers that want to get started even faster and share more code, we have Xamarin Forms, which offers a cross-platform user interface all in XAML that can be scaffolded and lays on the native controls with that shared backend. Our developers are not only happy with the traditional approach to get that awesome, really deep integration to the platform and super performant app, but also with Xamarin Forms as well, based on the type of application they're building. So we have you covered in both ways, depending on how you're looking to get started. And today I figured I'd show off what a normal Xamarin application looks like leveraging cross-platform XAML. So let me just hop over onto my desktop and show you what that looks like. So I'm going to be creating an application, a mobile application, for a fictitious airline startup called Contoso Air. And they are essentially a startup airline that we created. And they, you know, want to be on every single platform. And I know from personal experience that that's a big challenge, having been a mobile developer crafting apps on all these platforms for the last 6 years. So they have a beautiful website where you can come in, see recommendations for you. So for instance, if I'm interested in Barcelona, I get nice video playback, audio playback here, and I can come in and find flights. And I can book my flight anywhere where I'm at. Now, of course, this is the mobile website, which is all built inside of Visual Studio. But this airline obviously wants to go to any platform possible. So let's first look at the solution. And what we have inside of here is a bunch of mobile applications, which I'll get to in a second, some libraries here to do some cognitive services, some tests, and of course, our ASP.NET Core application. Now, when developers want to get started with the mobile app, they just say File, New Project, and this will bring up all of the project templates for C# and F#. So here I have all my .NET Core, I have Android projects, iOS projects, even Apple TV applications, and of course, cross-platform apps that will scaffold your .NET Core or .NET Standard Library, shared code, iOS, Android, and Windows applications. That's what I've done here, and let me actually just go ahead first and show you what the application looks like. So here I have my Windows 10 and Android application, and here I can come in, find all of my flights that I have, all the recommendations. I get beautiful flyout navigation, so I can actually take a look at my trips, for instance, and we get the proper navigation across each platform. So here's the flyout navigation on Android. I can go ahead and tap in, it flies out, and come in, check in for my flights. And I'm getting the native experience with the native user controls on each of them. So as I continue to check in on my devices here, I get barcodes, I get the look and feel that I would expect on each device. Now this is the a Windows 10 and Android version, but we also have iOS. So what I've done here is I have my Android, iOS, and Windows 10 app. I'm connected here, so I can actually go ahead and just hit debug and see I'm selected the iPhone 5S simulator. So this will reach out, do a full compilation on my iOS application, and then launch our iOS simulator for Windows. So this is our remote iOS simulator for Windows, which means that you can develop your UWP Android application and iOS application all at the same time on the same Windows machine. So here I go ahead and I launch into the actual experience, but I get the native Android, iOS, and Windows 10 look and feel because of the native applications. Now what I love here is how we're developing this application and sharing a bulk of our logic. So here is our shared .NET Standard Library. So here I can look at the NuGets projects and SDKs of the .NET Standard Library, and notice that I'm sharing all my animations, behaviors, converters, data services, talking to authentication, effects, events, extensions, helper methods, and even all of my cross-platform XAML views. So for instance, here I have a few of the authentication coming in. So here I can acquire with our cross-platform Microsoft authentication library a token with a single line of code across all three platforms. On that main page of the application, I can take a look at the deals, and it's just standard data models, my getters and setters. And when I want to reach out into that service, I just hit a RESTful API that's in my ASP.NET Core application. So here I can see I can just request it, get everything asynchronous because I'm using the similar features that I'm used to. And then for my data binding part here, I just have some commands. I have a load deals. I'm going out, putting in an observable collection of all my deals that are there. And then I have my XAML. So if I tap on the XAML here, we can see our cross-platform XAML. We have a content page here. We have resources, so all of our setters and our properties, with static resources. And then, of course, we have our cross-platform controls. So I have a list view displaying all of those trips. I have two-way and one-way data binding, command data binding, and I can even do things like on platform on Windows, set the actual row height a little bit different than iOS or Android. And I can do that for any of the controls or any property, which is really unique on there. So let me go ahead and stop this here. Now, what I do love about this application is it's more than just checking in and finding the flight. What's really cool is as I come into this application, I can go ahead and leave feedback and do some other complex things. I could talk via Skype or Facebook, for instance, to leave Facebook to leave feedback and talk to a bot service. Or what's really cool is I can leave feedback here, and it can automatically detect my audio. It can detect my voice that's coming in, so I can take a photo to see how happy I am. There we go. It'll use our cognitive services to automatically figure out our rating, and on each of the different platforms, it launches the correct control. So here I can go ahead and toggle this around on Android. It'll go off, send this to our cognitive services to figure out the facial recognition. Additionally, it can tie into deep services such as audio recognition. That was an amazing flight. It will automatically take my audio and use our cognitive services to translate that into actual text that I can then leave feedback with a single button click. And what's great here is with Xamarin and Windows 10, we have cross-platform plugins that enable you from shared code to tap into native platform APIs. So here I'm using a media plugin, and with just a few lines of code, I check to see if the camera is available and if I can take a photo. And then I simply take a photo, and it'll automatically resize it to small for me with just two or three lines of code. So with Xamarin, we've been able to leverage our shared code between iOS, Android, Windows 10, and our ASP.NET Core backend application. Now, what's great here is that Xamarin is even taking things a little bit farther. While I've used all shared XAML today, we're enabling you to share even more of that with existing applications. Whether you're building UWP, native iOS, Android apps with Xamarin, you can actually use Xamarin Forms embedding to take one screen or multiple screens and bring those into an existing application. So if you already have a UWP application, you can start today transitioning using Xamarin Forms embedding across your applications to take one, two, three, four shared pages into your application. And this is great as you start to bring your XAML and C# and .NET to every single platform possible. So with that, I'll tell you a little bit about our training that we have with Xamarin University to learn all about everything that I've shown you here today. Go to university.xamarin.com to learn more and take our free self-guided training, which gives you an entire certification program to become a mobile certified developer, which is absolutely delightful. And with that, I want to thank everyone for their time. You can reach out to me anytime via email or Twitter or my blog and ask me any questions that you may possibly have. Go ahead and install Visual Studio, check that Xamarin checkbox, and start creating beautiful cross-platform applications across any single platform with C# and .NET. Thank you.